Welcome to the Lee Schools TV podcast for March. I'm Rob Spicker, Assistant Director in the Communications Department and your host for our conversation. Summer is going to be here before you know it, and many parents are already asking that question now. What are my kids going to do? Well, the district does have a unique opportunity for some summer enrichment. The program is called SOS. Our guest today is the lead instructor and district avid coach, Cara Coble. Cara, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to talk about this great opportunity for our students.
Yeah, SOS. Can you give us just a real broad level of what this program is?
So what it stands for is Support Our Students, and it originated as a community-based program where they interacted with and networked with local businesses, and students received some educational courses in soft skills and things that they needed to be successful post-secondary. Then they also got to go off campus. So as time has progressed, the program has changed, years have changed, kids have changed. So now we have a program where kids receive enrichment, which for those that don't know means extra. So it's not credit retrieval, it's extra courses that help kids to prepare for jobs and success in either college or immediate work.
So who's eligible? Is there a limit to how many students can be involved?
So we do try to cap at about 120 students because we are located at Dunbar Community School. So Mr. Ken Burns, who was the principal at Dunbar Community School at the time, was a huge supporter of the program and really initiated it at the school. And we've really maintained a relationship with them up through now with Dr. Mitchell.
So what's the time commitment if you're involved? Are you looking at a full week, you know, just like school or like work? What, how long?
So very similar to our other summer school programs, we are Monday through Thursday. We are off on Fridays, and our students are with us from 8 to 2, which is different this year than the other high school programs, which start a little bit earlier than we do. So our kids get to sleep in a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
We do start those high school kids early. Yes. What's a typical day like for them that Monday through Thursday? What are they doing?
So it really depends on the year, but typically the morning is structured as educational enrichment, and we focus on college and career exploration. We do leadership and development, and then we also, the parents' favorite is our personal finance and budgeting, where we talk about taxes and we talk about FICA and all the things that kids feel like they don't necessarily learn at school in real life application. So we do things like projects, and they have partner work that they do together to work through all of those things. And then in the afternoon, that's when kids start to separate based on their grade levels.
That first half of the day, when you think about it, those soft skills, you're right, they weren't really taught in school, but they are so important for the moment you're on your own, taxes and things like that. That's really critical for kids to leave with.
One of their favorite projects is the capstone project that we do, where they actually get a budget and a roommate. And they have to explain to us how they think they can afford to live in Fort Myers on nothing. We don't give them a lot. Actually, this year we had to, because of inflation, we had to double, because I think we started at $24,000 and they were like, Miss, we can't live here. And I said, right. I know. So we had to double it to $48,000, and they were like, wow. And they also get a really broad understanding of money and economics and where they live and what it takes to stay here and sustain, because they think they're moving out and going to start their lives. And they're like, whoa, Miss, I need this job and I have to work this many hours. So they really start to think about what their futures are going to be. Right, like.
What's first month's, last month's mean? Yeah. So you have no idea until somebody tells you you need it to move into an apartment.
Well, it's so funny to hear, you know, a 15-year-old look up at you and say, Miss, I don't make enough to make 3 times the rent to get this apartment. It's just like, oh my gosh. But it's wonderful to hear them say these things now and to be aware of these things now.
Yeah. What other kind of activities might they be involved in their first year of the program?
So in the first year of the program, the morning is very similar to the second and third year, but then the afternoon, they actually get to participate in cultural and artistic enrichment. And that really is based on the student interests, the teachers that we have that year. We have had yoga, we've had meditation, we've had sports where they go, which it's hot, it's summertime, so it's very hot, but they don't seem to mind. But they go out and they play football with the teachers. So the afternoon is really an opportunity for them more to network and socialize with kids from all over the county.
And what's the biggest difference maybe when they get into that second and third year of the program?
So the second and third year student, well, now third year, this is our first time doing third year, but the second and third year students will have opportunities to go out and get internships. And I say opportunity because we actually get, we network and we get them the chance to go do the interview. And then from there, and we prep them for the interview. We help them with their resumes or their cover letters or just filling out the application. We practice with them. That's why our program is 6 weeks long instead of 4 weeks like the traditional summer programs. Because those first 2 weeks, we're prepping our second and third year kids to be ready to go out on internships if they can get them. And then for those kids that maybe don't get to participate in internships off campus, they stay with me and they usually hang out with our office staff. I have jobs for them. We always research the skills that they need. So I make sure whatever I do with them, we do Excel sheets because that's a number one thing that we noticed from Indeed that was for almost every job that kids are interested in is you have to understand how to use an Excel sheet. So one of the assignments for my kids was to chart like a survey or something like that and put together a graph. And then we used it for one of the presentations. So we like to give the kids ownership of the program in the second and third year. And they actually help us do our open house. They help us to reach out to speakers for our presentations on Thursdays. So we really give them a lot of responsibility.
And those internship opportunities, they are with what in local businesses. I know, I think we've had some come through the school district offices.
Yes,
so
we have.
What kind of opportunities are you trying to connect them with?
So one of the things that we really want to try to do is base it on their interest. So we do have that first week they come in, as soon that very first afternoon they sit with us, we ask them, what do you think you want to do? Where are your interests? Do you want to go to college? What jobs do you think you want? And then we look at the businesses that we've already partnered with in the past, and we reach out to them. Or if there's new opportunities, we try to reach out to new businesses so that kids really see that you can stay here and be successful.
Is there any transportation provided? I know that'll be a question for working parents with a summer program.
So we do have transportation provided to and from the program for our first year. So we get them to and from. And then for the second and third year, if you do get an opportunity to get an internship, we can potentially bus you, but that's a conversation depending on where you go and how far it is.
Yeah, what ultimately do you want a student to gain from being a part of this program? If you're expanding it to 3 years possibly for them, really, what do you want them to leave with when they're finished?
So the third year of the program is actually going to be service learning based, and I am loosely basing the curriculum on the Florida Gulf Coast Service Learning Project that is required by every single student that goes through that school. So our hope and our goal for all of our students that come through first through third, now third year, is that they leave with some set of skills that'll help to prepare them for when they leave school. We hate when kids say, I don't know what to do, or I'm not sure where to go, or I feel like I wasn't prepared. So every single kid, we had a seventh grade kid sneak in. Technically, this program is for 9th through 11th grade. So rising 9th graders or 8th graders going into 9th grade. And then we do stop at 11th grade because you have to be in the Lee County School District to get the transportation. And our 12th graders, once they're gone, they've graduated. However, if we do have 12th graders who are interested in an internship opportunity, we do have a couple spots that work with us. And they work with the Foundation for Lee County Schools. They have worked at the school district. They do, and they help run the program with us. So if any kids that are interested that are in 12th grade that maybe didn't participate but might want to apply for the internship, they can also reach out to our program.
You know, I think one of the things we often talk about is all the different opportunities and paths we create for students, whether it's going to be career or college when they're done. This is just another one of those paths, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have the academies, we have the advanced programs, but here's another opportunity to really prepare yourself for whatever that next step is.
And a lot of our students do come from our academies. We have a lot of students that come from South. We have students, but we really do have kids that come from all over the county. They come from as far as Lehigh Senior and Gateway. Island Coast, we had students from Ida Baker, which so everywhere all throughout our county. And one of the things that we notice across the board is they like that these are applicable skills. In class, in school, we tend to learn things more hypothetically. We read a lot, you know, take notes, things like that. But we tried to add, you know, AVID strategies, Kagan strategies. They do a lot of collaborative work. We do presentations, so they build on those speaking skills and those communication skills. And we love, too, that they don't know each other. And they only have 6 weeks together. And some of them build really strong bonds and friendships because we do have them working very closely together. And once they get into it, they're just buddies. They're friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's my friend now. I don't care what school you're at.
All right, I'm a parent. I'm listening to you. I'm hooked. How do I get my child involved? What do they need to do?
So the easiest way is probably to go to the Dunbar Community School website and click on the programs tab, and the Support Our Students program is there. And there's a direct link to fill out the application. You can also contact our office. My email is Cara, CARAPC at leeschools.net. And then you can also call my office, which is 239-355-1588.
All right. Easy enough to do. You need businesses to get involved as well.
Yes.
As community partners, as sponsors. Can you talk about that?
So we have built a wonderful foundation in the last 8 years that this program has existed, but we always need more people to support and help us by funding our students, because the students who successfully complete this program actually do receive a stipend. Every student that successfully completes it. So they come to the 6 weeks as best they can, you know, sickness, we understand. But, and then they also participate and they make sure that they're really getting something out of the program. And if, as long as they do those two things, then they get a stipend, and we need money for those stipends. So we do ask for fundraising. But then the other end of it for community partnerships, we need places to put these kids for internships. Yep. Especially some of our smaller businesses, they love to see places that they could literally just graduate and walk right into. And some of our students have done that. They've developed relationships with these local businesses, and then they've gotten jobs there.
Now, that's what I was going to ask you. It's got to have success stories. And I just want to hear, you know, what are students finishing with and graduating to and moving on to after they go through SOS?
So one of our favorite stories is Miss Harrison, who is actually a clerk typist at Dunbar High, but she started as an SOS student, and then she became the SOS intern when she was a senior. She applied for the internship and she became the intern. And then after that, she started working at Dunbar through her internship and her relationships. And then she actually came back and worked on our staff as our clinician last year. She was the clinics assistant. And now we're very happy to say that after doing that, she is now going to join Lee Health.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's really like pushed all the way through, and she is such a wonderful advocate. She, especially at Dunbar, we get a lot of students from Dunbar because she raves about the program. She just thought it was a wonderful experience for her.
And just each step, I can tell listening to the story, just built upon the next and made her ready for the next opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're hoping for.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We don't expect them, you know, to walk out and go to an Ivy League the second they walk out necessarily, but we love that every single one of them, it doesn't really matter if they're ninth graders or 12th graders, they feel like they've gotten something out of it, especially the personal finance and budgeting. That seems
Absolutely.
To be the one that they really
hear about
appreciate.
That skill isn't taught. So that's a place where the kids can learn these lessons.
And we did do a survey after they did the classes last year. And the one area where they didn't feel 100% about mastery was personal finance and budgeting, but 91% of our students felt that they mastered those objectives. 91%. So even though it wasn't 100, 91%, and that was the second year, our first year students, 84%. And some of our first years are ninth graders who've never even heard about a W-9 or any of those things.
Right,
so
right.
It's a wonderful experience for them.
Yeah, it is. Sounds like it. Anything else we should know about SOS?
I would just say, make sure that if you have any questions, questions, to please reach out to our office. And we're so excited to see you this summer.
Yeah, sounds like a great program. Kari, we want to thank you for coming in, telling us all about this opportunity for our students, and hopefully you'll get another full load this summer and they'll walk away with all those skills you're talking about. I also want to thank everybody that's listening and watching today. Hopefully we've piqued your interest, and reach out to Kari if you're interested in SOS. We're coming back next month with another edition of the Lee Schools TV Podcast.